At Morning Magazine, we try to bring as many different perspectives on helping businesses to you as we can. So today, we've invited Karen Ahle, a mindset and marketing coach and founder of Webstar Web Design. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Debbie. Thanks for having me.
Karen, I really loved reading about your can-do attitude and your lust for life. You've said that school was a bit awkward and you kind of didn't feel as though you fitted in. And haven't we all had those moments in life? But I'm intrigued to learn how, as quite a young person, you're able to reinvent yourself.
Well, I was very fortunate that while I was going through school that I knew that being the popular girl didn't really matter. And going through high school, I also understood that when high school finished, it also didn't matter. We all become adults, we all grow up. So in terms of just myself and my belief in myself, I knew after school it didn't matter. And going through business, and it's been that the whole way along. So things just don't matter that long. You can change anything along the way.
So in business, where did the reinvention of yourself, I guess you could say a reinvention of your frame of mind, lead to?
Well, with the business, there's been many times that I've reinvented myself, and therefore the business, particularly my web design agency, has shifted because it's a reflection of me. It's been led by a change in customers, a change in just my own mindset and the types of people I want to work with, the quality of the work we want to produce. And we've actually manifested that in rebranding the business, changing our business structure, building the team, and that in turn then turns into, you know, an evolution of different new clients and everything that happens in the business as well.
Wow. It's fascinating that you wear both the marketing expert and mindset coach hats. How do you find these two areas intertwine when it comes to business success?
Yeah, well, having been doing this for 18 odd years, I found that being in the digital space and in marketing, people just naturally were asking me about marketing strategy. My history is in marketing. That's what I studied at university. And the two kind of go hand in hand. We found that the digital marketing aspect of what we do needs to have the understanding of marketing. And it just needs to know, it needs to understand the mindset and understanding humans to get the marketing part right. Because at the end of the day, marketing is about appealing to people.
I love your approach of helping clients find more efficiency, profitability, but enjoyment at the same time in their business. Could you share a little story about a client who experienced this kind of positive shift?
Yeah, so we've had quite a number of businesses who they kind of thought, well, the way they were doing things was the right way around. And just by asking some questions and getting to them to really question whether or not they're doing what they actually want to do, and also whether or not their business is currently profitable, and getting them to really question whether or not, you know, there's a better way of doing things. So we've had quite a number of customers that have gone through some of our efficiency programs and profitability programs, learning about how they can make things more enjoyable and efficient in their business, and also teaching customers about how to better appeal to customers that they actually want to work with. At the end of the day, I don't want to be in business working with people I don't want to work with, and I love educating other businesses and letting them know that they don't have to either.
We're almost out of time and still so much to talk about. Would you join us again to talk about target audience, websites, do-it-yourself online marketing? I'm really keen on that one for our budding entrepreneurs. So many topics.
100%, Debbie. I could talk about this stuff under what's meant.
Karen Ahle, mindset and marketing coach on 101.5 FM, keeping our community connected. And as always, you can listen again to any of our interviews on our website. Click on podcasts.